Remember WeWork? In 2019, the company had a pretty chaotic year. It had this impending public offering, was generating lots of buzz, and its young, charismatic CEO, Adam Neumann, had a compelling vision for the company. But then the wheels came off the bus. Investors started questioning the company's business model. Its valuation dropped by half to $20 billion, and then by half again to $10 billion. The IPO was withdrawn, Adam Neumann left the company, and it laid off thousands of employees. And after all that came the pandemic. Offices shuttered, rent went unpaid. It has not been a good time to be in the office rental business. But recently, WeWork has seen something of a comeback, sort of. Ronnie Mola is here to talk about it. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Teddy.
So how did this happen exactly?
Well, it's less of a comeback and more of a not doing as poorly as it was doing. I mean, if you look back at this point last year, their cash burn was like over $1 billion. Now it's down to only 500 million. You know, it's halved that. Mm-hmm. They have seen, obviously, their membership decline. They've seen revenue go down. But that's sort of what you expect during a pandemic. But it just hasn't gone down as much as I would have thought. And they're surviving. And more importantly, it looks like they might, coming out of this, do really well.
Why is that?
So this has to do with a larger move in real estate in general to places like WeWork, or so-called flexible office space.
Right.
You know, it's office space that you don't have to sign a 10-year lease on. You go in, it's all ready to go. And, you know, if something like, say, a pandemic happens, you could get rid of it quickly.
Right, as opposed to if someone has signed a 10-year lease, they're not canceling that like they can with their WeWork office.
Exactly.
And when you say that WeWork is not dead, there was this expectation, right? Walk me back, you know, a year ago, there was this expectation that pre-pandemic, this company wasn't toast, but like there was going to be a long, hard road ahead, so much so that, you know, the fall of WeWork is the subject of multiple books at this point. It became this sort of case study of a company gone wrong. But now you're telling me that maybe because the tide flowed out on everybody, that WeWork, it doesn't look as remarkably horrible.
Right. Its business was like, let's say, shaky at the least. But a lot of the things that they instituted when, you know, they got rid of their sort of profligate CEO, mm-hmm. they got a new CEO, they started cutting costs and, you know, really right-sizing their portfolio, which is another word for saying like, these are the offices we should have and maybe we shouldn't, you know, start renting any new places. So they started being a lot more conservative with their finances and, you know, getting rid of all of these extra businesses like the wave pool, for example, uh-huh. things like that. So they started doing this pre-pandemic. So going into the pandemic, things didn't look so bad for them.
Right. But like, wouldn't you not want to be in the office rental business at all? Obviously, lots of people are no longer going into the office, whether it's a WeWork or the, you know, a traditional office space. Like, I guess I'm just having trouble understanding how exactly they could be doing okay if it's only purely maybe in relative terms, essentially.
Right. So, of course, not many people are going into the office right now, but when they go back to the office, they're going to more likely go to places like WeWork than to a regular 10-year office lease.
So you think it's more of a future prediction?
It's a future thing. And I've talked to a bunch of people in real estate and they're all surveying, you know, big companies that rent out a lot of the space. And all of them are saying, like, I think it was something like 80%+ of businesses are saying they're going to have more flexible space in the future. Mm-hmm. So people are going to go back to offices. Obviously, there's a lot of different things happening here, like more people working from home, more people from working from different places in the country. But still, the vast majority of people are going to go into the office at least some of the time. So what big companies who rent out office space are thinking is, okay, we know we need office space, but we don't know exactly what that's going to look like. So we want to hedge and get this sort of flexible office.
Gotcha, space. Gotcha. So it's that this is better than the alternative.
Right.
When we think about the future of the office, which I know is something you've written a lot about, you know, when people return, couldn't you imagine workers being leery about sharing an office space with someone they don't know? Like, I'm thinking through, at least in the traditional office structure, right? you know everybody who's there. Maybe your company has a policy requiring vaccinations. Like, what's sort of the bet that people are making about what the office looks like if you're a believer in WeWork?
So there's a few things here. One, you know, companies like WeWork have had to pivot a little bit. You know, there's less of this idea of like, I'm going to share a bench with this other person that I don't know, and all these communal spaces. What they did was quickly sort of make a lot more private offices. You know, they're pretty nimble about constructing their space. They were able to set up a lot more private offices. There are still communal spaces. So they did that. You know, they're less straight co-working, drinking beer with randos, and more, you know, a little glass box. Mm-hmm. And then it actually seems like people aren't thinking that we're going to have to act like there's a pandemic forever. Like, I think by and large, when we go back, we're not necessarily going to have to be 6 feet apart from people. When there's a vaccine out, people will be more comfortable in these smaller, tighter spaces. A few real estate people I talked to said, you know, a lot of the questions early on about, are you sanitizing this? Are you, what's the air filtration system, et cetera? They've answered those questions, and now those questions have sort of died down. So it might not be as big a deal as we thought it's going to be, especially once there's a vaccine.
Rani Mulla, you can read more of her work at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Teddy.